content to be enjoyed and appreciated. To read a book for pleasure is an example of extensive reading. As such, the aim is not to stop and study the language that you find, but rather to read and complete the book. There are pros and cons to both modes of study, and, indeed, you may use a combination of both in your approach. However, the default mode for most people is to study intensively. This is because there is the inevitable temptation to investigate anything you do not understand in the pursuit of progress, and hope to eliminate all mistakes. Traditional language education trains us to do this. Similarly, it is not obvious to many readers how extensive study can be effective. The uncertainty and ambiguity can be uncomfortable. There's so much I don't understand. In my experience, people have a tendency to drastically overestimate what they can learn from intensive study, and drastically underestimate what they can gain from extensive study. My observations are as follows. Intensive learning. Although it is intuitive to try to learn something you don't understand, such as a new word, there is no guarantee you will actually manage to learn it. Indeed, you will be familiar with the feeling of trying to learn a new word, only to forget it shortly afterwards. Studying intensively is also time-consuming, meaning you can't cover as much material. Extensive learning. By contrast, when you study extensively, you cover huge amounts of material and give yourself exposure to much more content in the language than you otherwise would. In my view, this is the primary benefit of extensive learning. Given the immense size of the task of learning a foreign language, extensive learning is the only way to give yourself the exposure to the language that you need in order to stand a chance of acquiring it. You simply can't learn everything you need in the classroom. When put like this, extensive learning may sound quite compelling. However, there is an obvious objection. But how do I learn when I'm not looking up or memorizing things? This is an understandable doubt if you are used to a traditional approach to language study. However, the truth is that you can learn an extraordinary amount passively as you read and listen to the language, but only if you give yourself the opportunity to do so. Remember, you learned your mother tongue passively. There is no reason you shouldn't do the same with a second language. Here are some of the characteristics of studying languages extensively. Aim for completion. When you read material in a foreign language, your first job is to make your way through from beginning to end. Read to the end of the chapter, or listen to the entire audio without worrying about things you don't understand. Set your sights on the finish line, and don't get distracted. This is a vital behaviour to foster, because it trains you to enjoy the material before you start to get lost in the details. This is a vital behaviour to foster, because it trains you to enjoy the material before you start to get lost in the details. This is how you read or listen to things in your native language, so it's the perfect thing to aim for. Read for gist. The most effective way to make headway through a piece of content in another language is to ask yourself, can I follow the gist of what's going on? You don't need to understand every word, just the main ideas. If you can, that's enough. You're set. You can understand and enjoy a great amount with gist alone. So carry on through the material and enjoy the feeling of making progress. If the material is so hard that you struggle to understand even the gist, then my advice for you would be to consider easier material. Don't look up words. As tempting as it is to look up new words, doing so robs you of time that you could spend reading the material. In the extreme, you can spend so long looking up words that you never finish what you're reading. If you come across a word you don't understand, don't worry. Keep calm and carry on. Focus on the goal of reaching the end of the chapter. You'll probably see that difficult word again soon, and you might guess the meaning in the meantime. Don't analyze grammar. Similarly to new words, if you stop to study verb tenses or verb conjugations as you go, you'll never make any headway with the material. Try to notice the grammar that's being used, make a mental note, and carry on. Have you spotted some unfamiliar grammar? No problem, it can wait. Unfamiliar grammar rarely prevents you from understanding the gist of a passage, but can completely derail your reading if you insist on looking up and studying every grammar point you encounter. After a while, you'll be surprised by how this difficult grammar starts to become normal. You don't understand? Don't worry. The feeling you often have when you are engaged in extensive learning is, I don't understand. You may find an entire paragraph that you don't understand, or that you find confusing. So, what's the best response? Spend the next hour trying to decode that difficult paragraph, or continue reading regardless? Hint, it's the latter. When you read in your mother tongue, you will often skip